This is an out loud reading of one of our latest YouTube videos. To find us, go to youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description below. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey everyone, welcome back to r/entitledparents, the subreddit where people post stories of moms or dads who think that because they have kids, they're entitled to it all. Today we have two stories from the same OP. The first one. My mom turned her guest room into a nursery after I told her she will never meet my child. I am currently pregnant with my first child, and both my mom and stepdad have been terrible to me and my partner the entire time. They told us we would be unfit parents because we aren't married yet, legitimately screamed at my partner for knocking up their little girl, even though we planned the pregnancy. They would call him every day and harass him and show up to his work. They tried to convince him to leave me so I would have no choice but to move back in with them. It got worse as time went on. I finally decided to cut contact with them. Having a child can already be a stressful time, and having them around to make it worse was not something I was okay with. My partner and I have gone through a lot with family drama the past couple of years, and having this baby has been one of the most exciting things for us. If my parents can't be nice to my partner, then they don't get to see our baby. Plus, they are the kind of people who don't wear masks in public and actively choose to be in large gatherings with no social distancing, so them seeing a newborn is out of the question. One day, I sent my mom a very detailed email of why she is not allowed to be a part of my life anymore and will not be seeing her grandchild. To make things even better, I also noted that we will be moving across the country shortly after she is born to be closer to other family members. So not only is she cut off, but we are literally moving far away and never coming back. She responds by showing up at our house at 11 p.m., screaming outside our door about how it is her baby and she deserves to be there for it. I tell her to F off, and eventually she leaves. Months go by, and she will text me randomly asking about technical problems with her Wi-Fi router or something and needs help. Little things like that don't mean much to me, and I sent her the info she needed. My cousin also had a virtual baby shower and sent my invitation to my mom's house accidentally, so my mom came by to give it to me. Things slowly came to a point that we were fairly amicable with each other, but I still stood my ground about our boundaries and nothing else had changed. She knew this. She then sends me a video today that blew my mind. She redecorated her entire guest room to be a nursery, a crib, changing table, $400 worth of newborn clothes, a toy chest, stroller, a car seat for her car, and the list goes on. In the video, she is in tears saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe my baby is going to be here soon. This is where she will sleep, where I will change her little diapers, these will be her toys." Is she psychotic? Her baby sleeping and living at her house? What? So I call her up immediately and I reiterate that we are still moving across the country soon and that she will have no contact with the baby before that. Her response? "Oh, okay, we'll see about that." Genuinely confused, what part of "will you have no contact with his baby" does she not understand or thinks will change in the next few weeks when she is born? Is she planning on stealing her from us? I am at a loss for words. Edit. Wow, so many great tips from you guys. Thank you for the advice. I showed my partner the comments and I have been getting, and I think we are starting to take this more seriously and will be contacting a lawyer. I wanted to mention a couple of things to clarify as well. I have been seeing a psychotherapist the past few months strictly due to the relationship I have had with my mother throughout my life, and all of that is documented. My midwife and hospital are also very aware of the situation and the emotional stress I have been going through. So, we will definitely be utilizing this in case that she tries to sue us or call CPS. Also, due to the virus, only my partner is allowed to be with me during the birth anyway. We will be keeping things hush until after we move. We would have moved months ago if it was financially possible for us. We also spent a lot of money on my birth center here that is non-refundable. She is due in August, and our lease ends in September. We already have everything set up to move, and our other family is helping us out. Just a waiting game at this point. My partner is my power of attorney if something happens to me during the birth. We are currently in a state that is against grandparents' rights. The only way she would be able to sue for visitation is if both myself and my partner were deceased. Even after we move, she still cannot file for the rights if she is living in this state. And that brings us to our second story. My mom tells my entire family I am in labor because her psychic pendulum told her so, even though I wasn't. My mom loves spiritual, psychic, yoga, and meditation type of stuff, and has this pendulum that she made with her psychic friends, which consists of a very large crystal, a calendar, and a Ouija board kind of setup. If you have read my previous post about my mother, you will know that she is literally insane, and I have barely had any contact with her at all these past 9 months. Since I have been pregnant, she has some crazy idea that my child is not mine, but it's hers. She even messaged me the other day with a picture of her in a rocking chair and the caption, "Waiting for my baby to arrive." So I guess with that whole line of thinking, she feels the need to tell me when I'm in labor instead of me telling her when I'm in labor. I am 5 days past my due date currently, and it isn't uncommon for first-time moms to go a week or two past their due dates. But in the same sense, it's pretty frustrating sitting around for these past few weeks just waiting to go into labor and nothing happens. Not to mention, I have been having a lot of false labor symptoms, and I've been starting to feel sad because I don't know when my baby will be here or if she'll come at all. I'm planning on giving birth at home naturally, and I'm terrified of being forced to go to a hospital during a pandemic where I will be all alone for my entire labor. Already confirmed, this will be the case if I go past 42 weeks. So worries about a possible emergency induction at a hospital and all kinds of things have been flooding my mind. So not only my mother, but also my entire family and many friends are asking me daily if the baby is here yet. Definitely adds to my stress. I woke up this morning with dozens of missed calls and texts. I turn my phone off when I sleep because I've had bad insomnia for months and my phone notifications would wake me up easily. I check the messages and it's filled with people asking for pictures of the baby, how excited they are that she is here, asking for my hospital room number to come visit, as if that were even an option because there's like a pandemic going on. Extremely frustrated, I call my aunt and ask her how on earth she thought I was in labor when I didn't even say anything to anyone, because I'm not. She responded with a sad tone saying that my mom sent out a mass text telling everyone her psychic pendulum said I was in labor today. First of all, why the F would I not tell my family when I was in labor? It's not like I'm trying to hide my baby away from the world. I can't wait to be able to make that announcement. Second of all, why does my mother feel the need to make that announcement? She didn't even want to confirm with me if I was in labor or not. It's not her baby. She knows nothing. Side tip for anyone who knows someone about to have a baby, please, please, please do not harass pregnant women by asking them when their baby is coming. We don't know. And I assure you that whenever the baby does come, we'll be overjoyed to let you know and everyone else know. Asking us again and again doesn't make them come any faster and in turn only makes the mom upset. Also, for those asking what I'm doing about her, we have moved within the last month and my mother has no idea where we are. We also live in a state that is against grandparents' rights, have consulted with the police and a few lawyers, and have notified our midwife about the situation. This post is more of a rant rather than asking for advice because she seriously won't stop with the craziness. But thank you to those who have been trying to help. And that's gonna wrap up today's post. Gotta love these crazy mom stories. You have any of your own you'd like to share? We would love to hear them in the comments below. If you liked the video, please leave a like or a comment. It always helps us out a lot. And if you'd like to hear more and see more posts from r/entitledparents and other subreddits when they come out on the channel, please subscribe. As always, thank you so much for watching and for listening.
Whoa!
enjoying the podcast? An easy and effective way to support us is to simply subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us at youtube.com/RedditReaders or click the link in the description box below. It would mean so much to us. As always, thank you for listening.